צופים יקרים, חזל תלזס, in the tour, in the time of David המלך, big tragedy take place. Every day, 100 people die in mystery way. David המלך, don't know why, and also he don't know how to stop this tragedy. Until he understand in Ruach HaKodesh, the way to stop this tragedy, to metaken 100 broches every day. And after he announced this takana, the tragedy stopped. And the question is, the idea to say 100 broches every day take place from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. The famous Gemara in Menoches, what everybody know, on the posuk, ואתה ישראל, מה? השם אלוקיך שואל מאימך. חזל teach us, don't say מה, אלא מאה. מוישה רבינו, announce, everyone need to say 100 ברוכס every day. Is what is so special about דוד המלך, more from the time of מוישה רבינו. The answer is, זה רמב״ם, עם פרק ז' הלכות תפילה, teach us, חייב אדם לברך 100 ברכות בכל יום. Everyone need to say, 100 ברכות every day, ואילו הן, and give us list, exactly of all the 100 ברכות. 23 ברכות every morning, ברכות השחר, ברכות התורה, etc. 3 times a day, 18. Twice a day, ברכות before and after, קריאת שמע. Twice a day, ברכות before and after we eat, talis, tefillin, bottom line, 100 ברכות. And the question is, why is the Rambam limit this 100 ברכות? Why, if somebody say 10 times a day, בורא פרי העץ, שהכל, בורא פרי האדמה, אשר יצר, it's also ברכה. Why is the Rambam say, ואילו הן? The answer is, the Rambam would like to teach us the difference between 100 ברכות from time of Moshe Rabbeinu and 100 ברכות from time of David המלך. In time of Moshe Rabbeinu, everyone need to try to finish every day with 100 broches. What broches? Everyone can pick any bracha. But bottom line, we need every day 100 brachot. Come David HaMelech and teach us. What 100 brachot stop from tragedy? What 100 brachot give us long life? 100 brachot what walk with us from the moment when we wake up in the morning until we're going to sleep. It means, bracha is ribui. Bracha is more. Ribui of what? Of kvot shamayim. We raise through brachot kvot shamayim, and we remember through the brachot to make more space to Hashem, to God in our life. And I explain this. Chazal tells us, before we arrive in this world, before the labor take place, Kodesh Baruch Hu take to say to every one of us, do in this world what you like. Pick any field, what you enjoy, what you feel you can succeed. But don't forget, I give you 100 keys. Maftechot, you have this on your tie. You will stay in different situations in your life. Please, open for me door. Door what nobody opened before you, and door what somebody open and make the place more big. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. After he says this to us, he tells us, Lech Lecha. And the birthday take place. And we arrive in this world. And he say, Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha begimatria is 100. The first person would show us how to use all the 100 מפתחות, all the 100 keys, is Avraham Avinu. He opened the door to Kodesh Baruch Hu in Mitzrayim, in Ur Kasdim, in Bavel, all over. And what the Pasuk say about Avraham Avinu? Avraham zaken ba bayamim, והשם בירך את Avraham, ba kol, twice kol, bet פעמים kol, twice kol, is 100. And the Pasuk say, And one end, להשם הארץ ומלואה. Everything belong to הקדוש ברוך הוא. In other end, והארץ נתן לבני אדם. It's contradiction between these two פסוקים. Comes the Gemara in מסכת ברכות and explain to us. Before ברכה, everything belong to הקדוש ברוך הוא. After ברכה, everything belong to us. ברכה is matter, it gives us permission to eat. But we can explain this in another way. If we really want והארץ נתן לבני אדם, if we really want all our holy land, all our homeland, ארץ ישראל, we need to mar בכבוד שמיים, we need to raise הקדוש ברוך הוא in our life. If not, חס וחלילה, והארץ נתן לפרא אדם, ישמעאל. What the pasuk say about ישמעאל? והוא יהיה פרא אדם, ידו בכל. This exactly the key of this war between us to ישמעאל. If Amo we raise כבוד שמיים, they cannot do anything. And interesting, in our סידורים, we not have many סגולות. One of the סגולה what we have almost every סידור, we finish to say הלל in ראש חודש, we find something very interesting. טוב לומר פסוק זה, good to say this פסוק, סגולה, להאריך את יומי, for long life. And what פסוק we find? ואברהם זקן בא בימים, והשם בירך את אברהם בכל. This פסוק, now we understand why סגולו להאריך את ימים. Because this פסוק explain the key of long life and any tragedy to stop, to raise כבוד שמיים. From this reason, under ברכות, take a lot space in Baal HaTurim in the Torah. On the posuk, ואתם הדביקים בהשם אלוקיכם, we have few dots about the kuf of דביקים, חיים כולכם היום, somebody say under ברוכס, you have guarantee of long life. אדם כי יקריב מכם קורבן להשם, מכם בגימטריה 100, כל המברך 100 ברכות כאילו יקריב קורבן, וקם העם הזה וזנה אחרי אלוקי נחר הארץ, and Am Yisrael stay in the wrong direction, is again above the letter kuf of the word vekam, we have few dots. Baal HaTurim explain, we miss the idea of under brachot, we miss our power. And many, many other psukim, how Baal HaTurim show us how is important under brachot, brachot every day, because under brachot help us and teach us our goal to raise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to raise his name, to make more space for him in this world. And this can stop tragedy. And against this, no one can stay against us. And the question is, how really we can bring ourselves of ribui kvod shamayim? What kind of perspective of life we need to have? And through this, to understand, this is our goal. The answer is, the Mishnah, in Masechet, Avot, teach us. Ben Azai Omer, Eve Rats, Lemitzvah Kala Keva Chamura. Run after easy and difficult mitzvahs. What is Mitzvah Kala? Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayot explain, Mitzvah Kala, when Moshe Rabbeinu divide three arei miklat in Ever HaYarden and east side of Yarden River. He know this three arei miklat cannot help until we have the other three in Eretz Israel. But he have the opportunity to divide three, he divide three. This is mitzvah kala. And the question is, this is not mitzvah. This is half mitzvah. Because we know this three arei miklat cannot accept any person not killed by mistake before we have the other three arei miklat in Eretz Israel. Is why the Rambam use this example to explain what is mean mitzvah kala when we know this only half mitzvah. The explanation is Sefer Dvarim start with Musar, what Moshe Rabbeinu give us. And Ramban explain this Musar end in Perek Dalet Pasuk Mem, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu promise if we listen, we'll have long life in Eretz Israel. Immediately after, Ramban tells us Moshe Rabbeinu start to review all the mitzvot and he start from Aseret HaDibrot. When we open the Chumash, we find after the Divrei Musar end in Perek Dalet Pasuk Mem, We have 9 psukim. What the Ramban take off, take out from the Torah. He send us immediately to Perek A, Pasuk Aleph, when Moshe start to review all the psukim, all the mitzvot. But these 9 psukim talk about Arei HaMiklat. The Ramban don't tell us these psukim not belong to mitzvot, not belong to Musar. What we do with these 9 psukim? The explanation, Ramban come and teach us. When we do mitzvot, one aspect of mitzvah is we worry from the punish. We try to do the best, not to get the punish. We have other level of mitzvah above this. We make mitzvah because we love Hashem. If you make mitzvah because we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we make this with more ambition and motivation. Come, Moshe Rabbeinu teach us other level of mitzvah. I do mitzvah, Moshe Rabbeinu say, not only because I worry, not only because I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is definitely very high level, we have above this other level. And what is the other level? Somebody stays in the desert. He have a little bit of water, definitely go to die, very hard day. He really don't know what to do. To drink the little bit of water what he have, and he have other hour or two for life, but he know definitely go to die, or to stop to drink now and to die on the spot. Definitely, obviously he will drink. Why? He knows this cannot help him. Nobody knows in the desert. He go to die anyway. The answer is, because everyone have something in his inside what say to him, continue your life how much you can. Don't stop in the middle. Try to do how much you can. Moshe Rabbeinu know he cannot cross the Yarden River. He will die in the desert. He have half mitzvah in his hand to divide three Arei Miklat. He have half cup of water in his hand. Moshe Rabbeinu say, I go to busy in this half mitzvah. Because I do mitzvah not only because I worry or love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I feel this give me life. When somebody feel the mitzvot give him life, he run after easy or difficult mitzvah. Because every mitzvah, or part of mitzvah, give life. This is the inside explanation in Divrei HaRambam, Eve Ratz leMitzvah Kala Kevachamura. How we run after mitzvah Kala Kevachamura? How we run? Only when we know the mitzvot give us life. And also when we feel mitzvot give us life, this give us right perspective. This help us to raise name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu all our day. Everyone in his field. Because this real life, this would give us life. And in this way, when we will try to raise name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the way what we feel every mitzvah give us life. Now we can understand why this famous posuk, what every time we say when we have Agba of Sefer Torah, וזאת התורה אשר שם משה לפני בני ישראל, this special posuk take place in פרשת הרי המקלט. Because this, all the Torah על רגל אחת. מוישה רבנו want to teach us, you want to know what is mean וזאת התורה. זאת התורה is to make mitzvah, not only because I worry from the punish, or because I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make mitzvah because I feel is give me life. When we have this kind of perspective, we run after mitzvah kala kevachamura, and we understand the essence of the other brachos every day, and Be'ezer Hashem, with this, we will zoche to long life, and healthy life, and all our enemies will disappear all over, and we'll be zoche to Ema Karu v'Nafalu, anachnu kamnu v'nitodad, Hashem Hoshia, HaMelech Ya'aneinu, Beyom, קוראים.